Many years ago on the Mississippi River boats, they had men called gaugers. And the job of a gauger was to hang off the side of the boat with one hand, and in the other hand he had a ball of twine with a hunk of lead on the end of it. He'd wheel the lead around his head and let it fly into the water. And wherever the water marked the twine, he'd call up to the skipper and say, "Marking on the twine is 4 fathoms." Of course, day in and day out, year after year, this would get pretty monotonous. Until in the 1800s, a little man came along and revolutionized the whole gauging industry. Instead of saying "marking on the twine," he cut it short and said, "Mark Twain." And in between each marking, he'd fill it in with a little patter about himself and his everyday life. Well, if you'd been living at that time, coming up from a distance on the Mississippi would have sounded like this. Starboard bow. I got a gal named Cindy Lou. Feeds me gin and baked beans too. Mark Twain. Mark Twain. 3 fathoms off the starboard bow. I got a friend, his name is Pete. Sings dirty songs down on Beale Street. Mark Twain. Mark Twain. 2 fathoms off the starboard bow. I've been working the river since 92. I get a penny a day and bad liquor too. Mark Twain. I'm gonna save my money till I die. They gonna bury me all but my good right eye. Mark Twain. Mark Twain. No fathoms of the starboard bow. Look out, skipper, pull it to the side. You gon' bust your bow and split your hide. Ooh, great God, we done run aground. Skipper gon' chase me with a big bloodhound. Mark Twain.